Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 20 to 25. God continues to argue and put forward the case to his people of why they should turn from their wickedness. He announces it. He is not giving them an excuse. He is not giving them a way out. He's announcing that they have to follow his ways. They are foolish, he says. You are senseless. You have eyes, but do not see. You have ears, but do not hear. The Lord Jesus said this too to the people in his time. It is a common human fault. We think we see, but we don't. We think we hear, but we don't really. We do not perceive. We do not listen. God says to them, "Should you not fear me?" says the Lord. "Why would you not tremble in my presence? Look at who I am. Look at what I do. I control things far bigger than you." God says, "The sea is huge. It is powerful. But the sand is like a boundary line, and the waves, no matter how they may roll on the sand, how they may crash on the sand, how they may roar, they cannot cross it. It is an everlasting barrier." And God says these people have stubborn, rebellious hearts. They've turned aside, gone away, and they never question themselves. They never say to themselves, "We need to fear the Lord our God, because he gives us autumn and spring. He sends the rain. We have regular weeks of harvest when we know things will happen so that we can grow crops, so that we can eat." But the wrongdoings have blinded them to this truth, have kept them away from understanding these things, and so their sins have deprived them of all good. We need to be careful too that our eyes and ears are clear so that we can see and perceive, so that we can hear, so that we can listen, so that we can understand what God is saying to us. Let us not be foolish and think that we are greater than even the inanimate things on our planet that God controls for our good. These things, we should look at them and we should say, "Well, look at the hand of the mighty God. We need to honour him. We need to worship him. Look at the way he gives us the seasons. Look at the way he makes sure the weather is right for harvest. It always seems to work out. Even though we moan and groan about it, it always seems to work out. But we see it so little, and we see it in such a puny way. And our wrongdoings and our bad attitudes and our wrong motivations have kept the understanding away from us. So our sins are actually depriving us of good. How much more we could have, even though God is kind, how much more we could have if we would but listen to him, if we would but turn and repent."